Nobody? Shouldn't you be with your own tribe or something?
My blood is mixed. My mother was Umgampe Pakani. My father is Absaluka. This mixture was not respected. As a small boy, I was often left to myself. So I spent many months stalking the elk people to prove I would soon become a good hunter. One day, finally, my elk relatives took pity on me, and a young elk gave his life to me. With only my knife, I took his life. As I was preparing to cut the meat, white men came upon me. They were English soldiers. I cut one with my knife, but they hit me on the head with a rifle. All went black. My spirit seemed to leave me. I was then taken east in a cage. I was taken to Toronto, then Philadelphia, and then to New York. And each time I arrived in another city, somehow the white men had moved all their people there ahead of me. Each new city contained the same white people as the last, and I could not understand how a whole city of people could be moved so quickly. Eventually, I was taken on a ship across the great sea over to England, and I was paraded before them like a captured animal, an exhibit. And so I mimicked them, imitating their ways, hoping that they might lose interest in this young savage. But their interest only grew. So they placed me into the white man's schools. It was there that I discovered, in a book, the words that you, William Blake, had written. They were powerful words, and they spoke to me. But I made careful plans, and I eventually escaped. Once again, I crossed the great ocean. I saw many sad things as I made my way back to the lands of my people. Once they realized who I was, the stories of my adventures angered them. They called me a liar. Iksebiche, he who talks loud, saying nothing. They ridiculed me, my own people. And I was left to wander the earth alone. I am nobody.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. Yeah, this is the big milestone episode, or it's some kind of milestone anyway. It's episode 150. That's one of those round numbers you could be excited about, I guess. People get excited about round numbers. It's the one between 100 and 200. We're like halfway there to 200 or some shit. So, yeah, I guess. To put that into perspective. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I record for roughly an hour an episode, and then multiply that 150 episodes. That's over 100 hours of bullshit anyway. About 150 hours of bullshit that I've recorded and nobody's listened to. It's a lot of wasted bandwidth and storage space, at least. Want to really dive into it. There's 52 weeks in a year, so if you think about it that way, it's episode 156 would actually be the 3-year anniversary of the show. So I don't know. I don't know what's exciting about this. It's going to be another episode, just probably shittier than usual. I'm sure I'll forget about that shit by then. I'll forget about the 3-year anniversary, like I forgot about the other ones. But yeah, it's another episode. I mean, they're all special in their own way, really. They're all retarded in their unique, garbage rambling way. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. So yeah, I had an entire week off to just put something up there, anything at all. Did I? Well, I mean, you just have to head over there and find out, and let me know. if you're still finding the same half-assed trash there, maybe you're not looking hard enough. I mean, if you can find the Easter egg I hid there, find all the hidden secrets on the Grunt Free Press website. Well, first off, you're a liar, but you can still send whatever answer you think you found to, I don't know, think it's something like Riddle or something I hid in there, something stupid like that. Something I would do if I was more ambitious, but whatever you see in your head, just send that to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. That's the email address. Yeah, you could win the prize. That's the prize is also imaginary. It's also going to have to be in your head. So yeah, I mean, this is it. This is the last show, the last show ever. Now it's the last show before my vacation ends. And yeah, the week went exactly as predicted. I pretty much just played a shit ton of games for 7-8 days, whatever, going on 9 days. It's absurd, really disgusting, really, to think about it. Like, it's pretty much all I did. I didn't do shit. I just fucking stayed, like, stationary and just fucking played games, like, for a week. And yeah, I mean, it was all over the place with the games, too. So, yeah, now it's just kind of a scrambled mess in my head. And yeah, I can, barely fucking remember like fucking what games I played, and it's just all a fucking giant mess. So that, you know, that always makes for great podcasting material. If I sound a little bit ragged here, again, it's a special episode. But yeah, I've been up for, I just fucking played BattleTech for fucking 8 hours straight, like just fucking nonstop, no reason at all. Just fucking like, all right, I'm not gonna have like this much time in a while to really just fucking dig into the game, so I did that, and that's not even the fucking. I'm not even gonna like touch that right now. Really, I got enough other shit to go through. So I'm at the end game of the BattleTech campaign. I'll put it that way. That just involves a lot of fucking grinding, maybe. I don't know. It's ridiculous. You're trying to build up like two fucking full teams, so four fucking mech warriors on each team. So you need fucking 8 people built up like decently, and then decent mechs for them to pilot. So it's a lot of just fucking playing missions, and I'm playing the game for like fucking 70 hours at this point. Again, just did a fucking marathon. I'm fucking fried as usual, more so than usual. So yeah, I mean, I'm not even gonna fucking really go into that right now. I'll spare you that. Yeah, I mean, other things I did this week, I fucking, for instance, I randomly found out there's a sequel to The Cat Lady. I mean, I was just fucking again, I'm fucking ragged and hoarse. I've been up for like a long time too, so bear with me here. I was just fucking randomly clicking around Steam, just fucking wasting time. Then I'm like fucking, you know, saw a game. I'm like, hey, that game looks an awful lot like The Cat Lady. For those of you not in the loop here, I really like The Cat Lady. I think I randomly fucking brought up The Cat Lady like 2 weeks ago when I was talking about that game, Detention. You know what I mean? It comes up a lot. It's funny. I really like that game. It's one of those like staples that compare, like 2D horror games that kind of always compare to The fucking Cat Lady. Yeah, big fan of that game. So yeah, I see this game called Downfall. Again, it looks like The Cat Lady. I read the description and it's literally The Cat Lady Part 2. Not only that, but there's supposed to be a third game coming out. It's supposed to be like a trilogy, like the Cat Lady fucking trilogy, and this game Downfall is number 2, and then there's another one coming out. It's supposed to come out this October called Lorelei. So again, it's just, who knows if it's actually, I haven't really found too much information on that one that's supposed to come out this year. I just fucking, it was like, oh, I was on that Steam Greenlight thing. And then, like, the last thing I saw was like, oh, yeah, fucking, we canceled Steam Greenlight. So, I don't know. Supposedly, this is still getting made. We'll see. But, yeah, anyway, so I'm like, fucking, yeah, Downfall. Yeah, I was just fucking like shocked. Like how the fuck am I just learning this, learning about this fucking game now? You know what I mean? Talking about nobody told me. Yeah, you know, why was I not informed? I'm disappointed in everybody, really. Yeah, it was a shock. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I was just fucking like, hey, what is this game that looks like the cat? Oh, it's a sequel. That's fucking really weird. So, yeah, I mean, naturally, I just fucking dropped everything that I was doing. Again, important stuff like playing Battletech. Bought it and fucking played through the entire game in like two sittings. I tried to do it in like one. I'm like, oh, I was fucking marathon through this shit, but again, I'm old. I couldn't hack that. Yeah, so Downfall again just looks and plays like the cat lady as it should. I mean, it's 2D. The character models look like paper doll cutouts. You know, think South Park if it was made by art fag emos. But you know, but I mean, art fag emos that were good at draw. They were good art fag emos. They were good at art. You know, artsy, but in a good way. Yeah, it's good. You know, simple controls. You know, on the keyboard, you just use the arrows left and right to walk left and right. The up arrow is usually press that to like walk up a path or something like that, and then if you press the down arrow, that opens up your inventory. You press enter to confirm, and like that's it. It's just like five keys, real fucking simple. You know, especially in a, it's all you need, really. I mean, especially it's just a fucking story heavy like adventure game like Downfall. You know, you don't want to fucking, you know, use every fucking key on the keyboard. It's just fucking like real easy just to walk around and literally I think anybody could do it as fucking a finger. You know what I mean? It's fucking real simple. Yeah, and you can use, they have like F1 through F4 now. We can use that too, I guess. If you want a quick save, you really don't have to, just auto saves by itself and shit. But, yeah, but that was actually one of the few complaints, I had about the cat lady. Cause yeah, in that game there would be these long stretches of dialogue that you'd be stuck in, where you couldn't save the game, you couldn't like quit out of there or anything. You were just stuck in this fucking, you know, like a cutscene or whatever. And yeah, that was a problem when you wanted to. Yeah, it's like, oh, I want to save and quit the game right now, but you couldn't. So you know, it's like, oh, you know, I want to go to sleep or take a, you know, I gotta take a fucking piss or whatever you want to do. And it's like, all right, well, you're essentially fucking stuck watching a cutscene. You can't pause. You know what I mean? It's like fucking Jesus Christ. You can't enjoy the fucking game. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I gotta fucking like get off and do something. But yeah, so yeah, they fixed that with the quick save there. So that's good. Again, it's the one real complaint I had. Maybe the developer there is a fan of the pod. Maybe listen to me. Maybe you fucking read my review. Who knows? Probably. I'll say yes. So yeah, the game starts out when you're a little American boy named Joe Davis living in England. You're playing with your little brother who he ends up running off to go check out like a construction site he wants to go play in. And yeah, I mean, when there's, you know, when there's little kids want to go play in a construction site, you just fucking, you just know it's not going to end well, you know, you got to shake hands with danger, as they say. So yeah, I mean, yeah. So your little brother's off and then you're fucking wandering around on your own in London, fucking England, I don't know, somewhere, the UK. Yeah, so you see some girl, you fucking outside of a diner and you start like hitting on her and shit. Like really aggressively hitting on her, like, you're trying to like get her to follow you into a graveyard, like, come with me, come alone with me to a fucking graveyard or some shit. It's a little, problematic, as they say, but, you gotta remember this is the 90s, you know, and back then if you weren't, borderline raping abroad, I mean, you just might as well just fucking hang it up. You might as well not even try. That's what they were looking for. That was the understanding back then. So, yeah. Well, he's That's what I tell myself anyway. Yeah. Well, he's you know, well, he's doing that. He's trying to get into her strawberry fucking shortcake panties, and you know, he's trying to buy, you know, he's buying her ice cream, as you do, you know, as you do back then. And yeah, you know, his brother brother runs up and finds him, and you know, he tells him, he's like, oh no, I was checking out that construction site there. I found like real buried treasure there in the construction site there. And yeah, he's not wrong. He's not kidding. He's this little fucking you know, piece of plywood or something with like an X on it, and they, you end up moving it, and yeah, they dig up a box of hand grenades buried there. And yeah, I mean, hand grenades, I mean, those are even better than money, really, if you think about it. So yeah, your character Joe there, he's being kind of a pussy about it, and he wants to leave them be, and he wants to run away. But you know, on the other end of that spectrum is fucking you know, his little brother's all fucking like cartoonishly retarded about it, you know, again, shake hands with danger type of thing. He's fucking, oh, check out these grenades. He's fucking like juggling them and shit. And yeah, I mean, naturally, he drops one of them and somehow pulls the pin out, I guess. And yeah, he gets fucking like wrecked. Like the thing just fucking, you know, boom, like Saving Private Ryan, like fucking full on like Cannibal Corpse album cover, fucking, you know, disintegrates, half his body turns into fucking meat, just, you know, exploded. But it's pretty fucking brutal. I was like, holy shit. Again, I was just fucking, you know, up till that point, it's like, all right, yeah, whatever, you know, this kind of silly, like, whatever, kid fucking romance shit. And I'm like, yeah, this is the sequel to The Cat Lady, huh? This is kind of weird. And then it's fucking like, oh yeah, oh shit. Like that just happened. Some kid just get fucking blown to fucking pieces, you know what I mean? So yeah, then after that the title screen comes up. So that, yeah, that was just like the prologue, you know. And then I'm like fucking like, oh fuck yeah, dude, it's gonna be fucking awesome. Like I'm all in at that point. You know, you don't see too many good child dismemberments these days. So yeah, then it skips forward in time, and you know, you're playing as adult Joe. And yeah, you're married to the girl, you know, when you were a kid and fucking whatever. Ivy is her name. He fucking ended up fucking marrying her. And yeah, so yeah, you're going on a vacation together, the two of them. And yeah, they decide to stay at some creepy rundown hotel. And yeah, they're arguing with each other, and you know, they kind of hate each other now. They've been together for so long. So it's kind of a realistic depiction of marriage, I'd say. You know, she's all fucking needy and bitchy, and you know, he's kind of a dick. You know, he's just fucking sick of it. Just kind of being a dick. I can fucking relate to that. This, my experience bears that out as well. So yeah, they fucking end up going, just, you know, they get to the hotel and they go to sleep, fucking like fighting with each other and shit. And she's being exceptionally cunty and acting weird and shit. And if, yeah, then yeah, Joe wakes up and she's gone. He's trying to find her, you know, she's nowhere to be found. He talks to the sexy hotel manager, and the manager wants to fucking like blow him and shit. And she sends him to meet the last person that, you know, she knew, saw his wife Ivy there, who, so, you know, you go into the fucking room to meet her. It was like you're whatever next door in the fucking room next to you. So you go and meet her, and she turns out to be like a metaphoric manifestation of Ivy's inner demons or some shit. It's, you know, it's just fucking weird. It's some freaky broad wearing a mask, and you know, she's in a room full of it's a bunch of broken mirrors and shit. And yeah, she wants you to kill her or help her kill herself or some shit. So yeah, it gets fucking weird. And if I have to repeat myself, it's doing the whole Silent Hill type thing where Joe, you know, the character you're playing, Joe, he's in some sort of purgatory. He's having to do some fucked up shit to save his wife. So yeah, you know, it's more Silent Hill 2, which I also brought up Silent Hill 2 recently, which is kind of fitting. I mean, you think like, you know, Cat Lady 2 is reminds me of Silent Hill 2, you know, Cat Lady, Silent Hill, 2D Silent Hill. What I always say, that's what I always say. The goal of Downfall is to kill these four physical incarnations of your wife's psyche, which will, I don't know, save her somehow. So, yeah, I guess you're just assuming that's what you have to do. To kill these four people, demon things or whatever, just fucking, you know, weird fucked up creatures or that represent your wife, and yeah, I kill them, and I guess they'll bring my wife back. I don't know, and his wife's kind of a bitch, but I don't know. That's the game. That's how it goes down. Yeah, so you're exploring the hotel, talking to some weird characters in there, like a German Dr. Frankenstein or Joseph Mangala type guy. He wants you to help him reanimate a corpse, which is basically like the Bride of Frankenstein they're going for there. So yeah, you gotta like go get him body parts and shit, and then, you know, he fucking hits the switch, electricity comes on, and fucking only, instead of doing the Bride of Frankenstein thing, when she awakens, she's all like chipper and cheery and shit, and you know, a normal fucking, almost like a Valley Girl type thing. And yeah, so you end up like switching over to her sometimes. You control her, like, just, again, it gets weird. Fucking Joe keeps getting murdered by some axe-wielding maniac, which that happened several times. It was like, you know, Joe will die, the main character. It'll switch to another character. He'll be the fucking Bride of Frankenstein chick for a while. It doesn't have to make sense. It's art, after all. So, yeah, you're doing adventure gamey stuff. I mean, you use this object here to get a key to unlock a new room somewhere and get more objects to progress in the game. I mean, that's fine. I mean, the actual fucking gameplay or puzzles, you know, they're solid. I mean, they make sense, which is always good. You never have like a fucking million inventory items or anything like that. It's just a matter of like, you know, hey, I got fucking a new object. Now, where do I go to use this? And, you know, if you can't remember or like figure it out, or fucking like, I know this key goes to this door or whatever, or this is the solution to that. If you don't like, you don't find the solution first, whatever, you just kind of end up doing some, you know, a little bit of backtracking or some trial and error shit. I'm just trying, again, just adventure game shit. I'm just fucking, let's try everything I have, what I have in my inventory, and fucking every object that it kind of makes sense and usually makes sense in Downfall. But again, it's just pretty standard adventure game type shit. It's fairly linear, which you would expect. There are choices that you make that will give you different endings. You get scored for being thorough. You know, you just gives you like points and shit for just for checking everything out and finding like collectibles and shit. Investigating all the shit you can. But yeah, Downfall, I mean, overall fucking great game. I mean, I don't think I liked it quite as much as the Cat Lady, but it's close. I mean, you could tell it certainly had a bigger budget. It's more polished. The voice acting is definitely better. Voice acting is still not great in the game. You know, some of the accents and the deliveries they give are all sorts of fucked up. But it definitely sounds better than the first game. Like, the audio quality is fucking definitely better than the first game. My only like major complaint with it is they try to inject too much humor into it. You know, too much like comic relief. Joe talks like almost like exclusively, like all his lines are just like one liners type of deal. And fucking, you know, the Bride of Frankenstein there that you're playing as is kind of just like such a naive, like positive, normal fucking broad that she's almost like, you know, just you run into this, you know, you run into like fucked up shit. And she's just kind of like making fun of it and shit. And, you know, again, like fucking borderline, like Valley Girl type of thing. There's one point in the game you fucking like use a car or some shit. You gotta like find something heavy to put onto like a gas pedal of a car to make it fucking go on its own and like break a fence or some shit. So you end up fucking breaking apart a statue, and it's just like, you know, it's all these statue parts you can pick. I don't think it matters what you pick. It's like, oh, you want to take the head or the hand, and then, yeah, one of the body parts is, it's like, oh, you want to take its dick? Like, you want to take, like, the statue's cock or whatever? I mean, of course I did that. I mean, you get an achievement for it and shit, but it's like, oh, yeah, that's kind of funny, but it's just, you know, it's just kind of like, again, comic relief. It's kind of goofy. For that, this type of game is a little bit too much on the humor side, you know. As opposed to like the cat lady, which is fucking just like outright fucking depressing, pretty much the entire time. Yeah, you know, where you're fucking towards the end of the game, you're trying to find that hotel manager there, and she's leaving a trail of her clothes everywhere, like throughout the hotel, and you're just kind of following that and trying to figure out where she is. And yeah, you end up finding her panties, and it gives you the options. Like, oh, do you want to smell them? And again, it's like, you know, I'm not going to fucking turn that down. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, of course I will. And yeah, you get another achievement for that too. You know, it's just fucking like silly stuff like that. It just kind of like breaks it a little bit, breaks the mood. You know what I mean? It's fucking just, it's almost like constant, like for every, like, guys, oh, it's some, the fucked up thing I found. It's like, oh yeah, it's some like goofy shit and like, you know, silly fucking one-liners or something. But I mean, it's still, Downfall is still pretty dark. So it's still a dark game. But again, just comparing that to the cat lady, which is like, you know, fucking like oppressively fucking depressing. I mean, again, the cat lady had like some like lighter moments and shit, but still gave you like that kind of like hopeless, like shitty feeling after playing it. You know what I mean? It was just fucking like, oh, I feel like dirty after playing like the first game here. But, you know, Downfall is more like traditional, maybe. I don't know. It's just a little bit safer, just fucking more like straightforward, more like mass audience type thing. Even though there's some fucked up shit, it's just kind of like, yeah, we don't want to go too far. Without like, you know, lightening the fucking mood up a little bit. A little more normal, I guess you'd say. it's still an excellent game. I'd say it's a worthy sequel, I'd say. It's good shit. There you go, Downfall. Thumbs up on that. Again, I'd write a review if it wasn't a piece of shit, but hey, what are you going to do? So yeah, I know that was a fucking weird detour to take there. And an indie game that's like a few years old. They came out like, I don't know, two or three years ago. I just didn't fucking know about it, which again, I thought was fucking weird. Again, like, and I was saying, like, last week a bunch of new stuff came out, but yeah, I just fucking stumbled upon that, and it's fucking like, all right, I'm gonna fucking drop everything, kind of all hands on deck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking just blew right through it. And again, it was fucking worth it. I liked it. It's fucking, liked it a lot. It's definitely worth playing. Yeah, if you want to get more current, if you want to get more topical, we could do some news, I suppose. You know, the big story, of course, the one that everybody's talking about, the news wires are all abuzz with excitement. You know, the more upcoming games being announced, like pre-3, like leaks, you might want to call them, or, you know, maybe it's like a deliberate leak. I don't know. You know, it's always, that's always up for debate. Like the Garbage Pail Kids mobile card battler RPG game. So yeah, look out, Red Dead. There's a new sheriff in town. It kind of makes me glad that we're now kind of scraping the bottom of the nostalgia barrel, I think, like the 80s and 90s fucking nostalgia barrel. It's just like, you know, hey, remember fucking Garbage Pail Kids? I mean, I kind of do. I mean, I remember the fucking, like, the one kid at school that would bring in, like, a few of these fucking cards and shit, and it's, you know, you kind of, like, look at them for a second and just go, ah, those names and the characters are kind of funny, I guess. Kind of goofy and gross, and that's about it. I mean, that's my memories of good old Garbage Pail Kids. Well, now you can relive those memories in digital form on the go. I'm kind of assuming the game will be like similar to like Hearthstone or whatever the fuck this game. I don't fucking play those games, but Yeah, probably be fucking terrible too, I'm sure, but as it should be, you know what I mean? You wouldn't want a fucking good Garbage Pail Kids game. That'd be fucked up. Speaking of fucked up, yeah, Total Biscuit died. Whoever that, I mean, I've heard the guy's name. I can't say I was like a huge fan of his or anything like that, but worth noting, I guess. I mean, I watched a few of his videos, and yeah, he's just one of those guys. I just get fucking a lot of those people confused with each other. A few videos of his that I think I watched, again, like, he seemed all right, like maybe a little bit dicky for my taste. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm kind of a dick myself, but I mean, he was kind of more like the self-important, like serious kind, that kind of dick. Again, I don't fucking hate the guy or anything like that. I mean, just a few instances that I picked up on that just kind of made me go, you know, you know what I mean? What I saw, I was just kind of like, I can probably do without looking further into his shit. You know what I mean? It's like fucking the little bit that I saw. And I know he was fucking like massively fucking popular commentator, whatever the fuck you want to call him. Really one of the first and the biggest, like, I don't know what you want to call him, fucking streamer, fucking millionaires, like that type of thing or whatever. I mean, he got fucking rich, really fucking rich, you know, by fucking commenting on fucking games and shit. And again, from what I gathered, he was kind of arrogant about it, like fucking. Again, if I'm getting this guy fucking confused with like five other people I'm thinking of, like, I'm sorry, but I don't fucking disregard everything, but who I think he was, you know, I just kind of, the impression I got was just kind of like, you know, he's just one of those guys, like, fucking, yeah, you know, yeah, I fucking earned my fortune, you know what I mean? Like, nobody else does what I do. I'm a fucking legend, like that type of shit. You know, that shit fucking pisses me off in general. You know, fucking rich and fucking famous people that blow up like that. And, yeah, it's just like, yeah, I'm not taking away the work that they do or whatever, or, you know, you're obviously doing something right, I guess, sure. But no, it just always seems like there's always like hundreds and hundreds of fucking people doing like the exact same shit. You know what I mean? Like, some of them that are like just as good, if not better, are the people who fucking blow up like that. And it's just like, you know, it's just, you know, you happen to get lucky at just the right fucking place at the right time, you know what I mean? He's kind of won the zeitgeist lottery type of thing, and, you know, it's fucking congratulations, I guess. He was just fucking in this pool of people doing the same shit. You just happened to, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Just a little lot of luck, you know what I mean? Is just that you fucking got noticed, you know? But yeah, congratulations. I mean, enjoy it by all means. Or just, you know, just don't call fucking, I just hate fucking people that are, you know, internet famous and shit, and it's fucking like, oh, you know, all this work I put in, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking retarded. You know, I just don't think anybody should get paid fucking anything at all for fucking streaming games or fucking reviewing them, you know what I mean? Because what happens, that happens every fucking time, you know what I mean? It's just people just fucking like, man, you know, these fucking professional game reviewers suck. They're all wrong. They're all fucking assholes. They're all in fucking bed with fucking advertisers, and the gaming companies are all fucking shills and blah, blah, blah. You know, you can't trust these professional guys. And it's like, oh, I'm going to make my own fucking reviews, and mine will be fucking uncorrupted and honest and shit. And if that sounds familiar, probably shouldn't, but, you know, then they gain some fucking traction. They start getting a following. And yeah, that part, like, that's where I drop off. Like, I'm fucking, that's the part, the wall I'm stuck at this point. It's just like, yeah, I get the ideas and shit, but, you know, fucking, that's about it. But, so yeah, they start getting big, and then, yeah, I've just fucking seen it a million times, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna be fucking, oh, I'm just gonna be independent and blah, 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 but then it ends up being like, oh, yeah, of course I'll fucking accept your free game codes, you know what I mean? I'm not just gonna keep, what am I gonna do, use my own money to pay for these games? I can just get them for free, and of course they'll be, you know what I mean? It doesn't influence me at all. It's like, you just start going down that fucking slope, you know what I mean? That won't fucking, if these free codes won't affect my judgment. Like, I'm above that. You know what I mean? And then fuck, then it turns into, oh yeah, and I'll mention your fucking product and shit. And it's not really an ad. It's just fucking, you know, it's just fucking, I like the product or whatever. I'll just do whatever. I'll fucking talk about it. And, you know, I'll just be really transparent about it and no conflicts of interest, and, you know, no conflicts of interest and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just before long, it's just as bad as every other fucking reviewer they're trying to fucking like counter, like any argument they're trying to counter is just like, oh, he's slowly just going down doing the same shit. Yeah, I've seen it a million fucking times. It seems like he was that kind of guy, I guess. Or yeah, again, if I ever get that way, just let me know. And you know, at the rate we're fucking growing, it should be around like the year fucking like 40-53 around then. But again, if I was just fucking, if Total Biscuit was nothing like that, and again, if I get him fucking confused with somebody else, which is entirely possible, I apologize, like whatever. You know, again, just the impression that I got from the outside of who I think that guy was, I'd say. Again, it does suck when these fucking people die, when people die that are fucking like younger than me. I'll fucking say that much anyway. Just like, yeah, these fucking guys, this guy's gonna fucking do anything about it, but, you know, what chance do I fucking have? Probably about the same chance that the Steam Link has of getting back on the Apple App Store, I'd say. Yeah, so there was that big, hullabaloo. That big deal. Everyone's making a big deal about, like, fucking, the Steam Link or whatever, the Steam app, fucking, all my games will be on my phone. And yeah, that lasted fucking one day on Apple, on the Apple Store, whatever the fuck you call it, App Store. So yeah, not only was the app not quite what people were expecting. So yeah, I think people had the idea with the fucking Steam Link app. I think, you know, they were thinking this, like, oh, I'm going to be able to play all my, you know, every fucking game I own on Steam, I'm just going to play it on the go, you know what I mean? It'll be like a Switch, like my phone will turn into a Switch and shit. I'll just fucking download my games and whatever, fucking play them anywhere and shit, you know. Launch the app and, you know, you'll be on the bus playing fucking Counter-Strike or fucking Gary's Mod, whatever the fuck people play on Steam. I don't know. I'll do all that shit on my phone anywhere, fucking no lag, and you know what I mean? It'll be fucking perfect and shit. So yeah, I mean, that was the fucking the hype levels that I was getting around it from you know, some places anyway. Some people were fucking building it up like that. Of course, people just fucking run with what they want the shit to be. So yeah, it wasn't quite that as it turns out. I mean, you had to be on the same network as your PC. You know what I mean? You still have to have a fucking, you know, still have to have a gaming PC that's gonna fucking run the games. And you have to be in like a local network, and even then, I guess there's some fucking latency issues and shit. And yeah, then you get those people like fucking, oh, you can use like a VPN or some bullshit, some weird fucking network and shit, and you know, you trick it into, you can use it wherever you want. It's fucking weird fucking workaround shit. But I just don't think it's just not there, you know what I mean? It's not that. I don't think it was supposed to be that. It was never meant to be that, but if that's what people were wanting. But yeah, you know how fucking overly excited and fucking, again, unrealistic fucking people's expectations get. I was just kind of like, you know, when I fucking saw it, I'm like, oh, it's probably just gonna be, it's the same shit that fucking PlayStation was doing. It's like, oh, you can play your PS4 games anywhere and blah blah blah. Then like you see the videos of people like fucking on the wireless network and shit, and it's fucking like, well, if I leave the, you know, if I fucking go like 5 feet out of range and, you know, get fucking even like the shittiest signal, it just drops completely or like whatever. But so yeah, anyway, from what I read, and yeah, who knows what the truth is really. So yeah, Apple saw that app as competition to their games that they sell there. Like their store of, you know what I mean? This fucking like, oh, you know, Steam's a competitor to fucking Apple, if people are just gonna be playing their Steam games on their phone. Again, as I understand it, like what that thing is, that's not at all what it is. So, seems like Apple themselves like misunderstood what it was too. So they pulled it, and Yes. Yeah, so last week I was going over just, you know, how much fucking, you know, how badly Steam has been going downhill lately. But, yeah, Apple on the other hand, Apple sucked dick for a long, long time now. I'm not even going to get into it in detail, really. I'm not going to get into the fucking, the long history of Apple doing like shitty things, but the short version is, the products that fucking Apple puts out, they're way fucking overpriced for what they do, you know, what they are. You're basically paying for fucking aesthetics and fucking brand name and just to own it as a fucking status symbol. Oh, I have the new fucking Apple, whatever, new iPhone, new fucking iPad, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I was going to get the new one every year and trade it. And it's just, you know, it's just a fucking status symbol where, you know, you get like the same exact, something way better for fucking less money, but you don't want to just because you want to say you have the fucking new Apple, whatever. Either that or you're a fucking complete retard when it comes to like anything like electronic, like, you know, computers or anything. You just need everything as fucking simple and stripped down as possible. So you don't fuck it up. You know, like that type of thing. I just want everything to be done for me and just want to fucking like do like five things in my fucking computer. You know what I mean? Like that's all I want to do, or my phone or whatever. I mean, there's just another fucking the Steam thing. It's another example of fucking Apple being a giant fucking non-competitive sack of shit company. Even when the Steam Link is, you know, that's a fucking stretch to be considered fucking competition to fucking anything that they do. yeah, that's it. All right, I'm just gonna take a break. Realign myself, maybe drink something. Again, I'm fucking hoarse and shitty and all sorts of worked up, but we'll see what we can do. See if we can become human during the break. Yeah, that's good.
Why would you want to smoke in a restaurant? No one wants to smell smoke while they're eating.
Fuck you! That's why! Cause fuck you! That's why! Cause I'm a nicotine addict, that's why! And I like to smoke Camel White! I'm hanging at Joe's place, that's why! Listening to the Hard Pack, that's why! Fuck you! That's why! Fuck you! That's why! Give a fuck about your education. He just wants to tie you up with binding legislation. He hangs with Richard Floyd. They spend every fucking day sucking each other's hemorrhoids. I say it's high time we go wild. Castrate your inner child. Throw your helmet in the dumpster and go to school in gang attire. Let Beavis and Butthead preach to the youth about fire.
Why wouldn't you want to wear a helmet when head injuries have decreased dramatically since good Governor Wilson has instituted the bill?
Well, let me run it down to you, communist, homosexual, faggot, dipshit motherfucker.
Fuck you! That's why. Cause fuck you! That's why. Cause helmets suck, that's why. And commies like you swallow, that's why. Fuck Pete Wilson, that's why. Fuck Dick Floyd, that's why. I know Bill Clinton thinks we can't be trusted. Half of us are unemployed, the other half are busted.
is Lee Harvey Oswald when we need him. Eliminate the liberal faction. Abolish affirmative action. I'd say it's high time we go wild. Waste your inner child. Throw your helmet in the dumpster and go to school in gang attire. Let Beavis and Butthead reach to our youth about fire.
Yo, home. Why would you want our children to wear mandatory school uniforms when baggy gang attire is so much more comfortable and expressive of our youth's individuality?
Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause our youth needs their butt kicked, that's why. They ought to be fighting in a war, that's why. They need fucking discipline, that's why. Fuck you, that's why. Fuck our punk youth, that's why. Fuck you, that's why.
So yeah, the whole Apple pulling down the Steam Link thing just really makes you wish that Apple would settle down and become human or something. I don't know. My fucking brain is just toast after a week. Again, it's just fucking chain smoking and playing video games. So yeah, I played Detroit Become Human. So now, yeah, we have to do the customary caveats and preambles here about this shit. So yeah, it is one of those interactive movie games, so very story heavy. It wants to be as cinematic as possible, a lot of quick time events and branching paths, very linear. So a Sony exclusive, in other words. It's also a David Cage game, and I know some people have strong feelings about David Cage one way or the other, though it does seem like whenever his games come out, you know, when they're new, they get like nothing but praise. Oh, this game's fucking great. But then, as you know, as time goes by, they start like, you know, people start really like deconstructing them, and everybody points out the flaws, and like in retrospect, everybody fucking hates them. Oh, those games are pieces of shit. But whenever they're new, and you know what I mean, they always fucking look really good, and everybody's fucking wowed by them and they fucking love them, but a couple years down the line, they're pieces of shit. I mean, I generally, I generally like his games. I mean, the ones that I played anyway. I mean, I fucking loved Indigo Prophecy back in the day. I thought Heavy Rain was really good too. I guess it was the only two games of his that I played, but I did like them, you know what I mean? I know he's done a few more, but the ones I played, I have liked quite a bit. So, yeah, anyway, Detroit Become Human is about androids becoming human. It's drawn pretty heavy inspiration from Blade Runner and the like. One of the characters that you control is pretty much a Blade Runner. I mean, he's a cop who takes cases involving rogue androids that break their programming and become violent. And before he kills them or takes them into custody, and once they're in custody, they usually end up killing themselves anyway. But before that, though, they try to convince him, the android cop there, to become free from his fucking, his own robot bondage and join them. And, you know, he starts becoming like increasingly conflicted, like his little, his programming's fucking getting unstable and blah, 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 and all that shit. So I should also note here too, I mean, the concept of robots, or androids, becoming human, real fucking dumb. I mean, I know it's a fucking sci-fi fantasy story and they're using androids as metaphors for fucking second-class citizens, which is also kind of dumb nowadays, but I digress. But yeah, in real life, I mean, there's this fucking, you know, there's always that recent panic, but there's always been like fucking past, like, I don't know, 30 fucking years, there's always this fucking panic started by, hey, these people are usually fucking like smart, like, I don't know, like Stephen Hawking and fucking Bill Gates and know, even Elon Musk and shit, who's, you know, that guy's been fucking amazing recently too. But those are the guys, they're really fucking concerned about, you know, AI is going to surpass people, and it's going to be indistinguishable and from fucking humanity or whatever. And it's not going to fucking happen. I mean, it's just one of those like fun hypothetical, like academic exercises, I guess. But yeah, if you boil it down and fucking think about it for 5 seconds, it's like, dude, that's really fucking stupid. It's like a stupid fucking concept, really. Again, it makes for some good fucking sci-fi stories, but it's dumb. I mean, yeah. So yeah, Detroit's like three games, or you could say, again, you could say three movies kind of smashed together. Yeah, there's three main story threads going on. I mean, you get the Blade Runner one, where you're the android detective. You know, one where you're a android maid that she goes rogue and ends up killing her owner, her master, or whatever, when she sees him. He starts beating up his daughter and shit, and she flips out and ends up killing him and shit. So yeah, she's on the run. She's trying to avoid detection and make it to Canada, where she thinks she'll be safe. So that's like her story there. And then, the third story, you're a like a revolutionary android that he can convert other droids by touching them and shit. He touches their hands and, oh, you're free. And you know what I mean? They fucking join him and shit. So yeah, when you're him, you're raising an army and leading them in some kind of rebellion against the humans. And yeah, then all three of those stories converge, you know, naturally, of course they do. And, I think they actually pull that off really well. Like, just fucking like, all right, there's these three separate stories. Then, like, you know, right at the end, it's like, all right, well, they're all coming together and being like intertwined and everything's coming to a head. It feels like they could have easily like separated them, and they could have been like their own three separate games. I mean, they're fucking long enough and shit, but, no, I'm glad though. It's like fucking like, oh, thank God they weren't like fucking like, oh, it's gonna be a trilogy or whatever, and then fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, here's part one, and then fucking something fucked up happens with part, you know, it's like fucking, no, it's like a complete fucking thing. There's one thing too. The game is fucking surprisingly long. I shouldn't say like surprisingly. I mean, it is a fucking full $60 game, but yeah, for some reason, probably because it's one of these movie, you know, it's a movie game. I always think like fucking, it's like, yeah, it's going to be like, you know, 3 or 4 hours or some shit, you know, it's going to be like an extended, like fucking, maybe like 6 or whatever. So I guess it's going to be like an extended, like Telltale game or some shit like that. Yeah, it's a good, like 15 hours, maybe, you know, to 12 to 15, somewhere around there. I don't know. I didn't really count it. Again, I don't really know how to check that on the fucking PlayStation either, but it's pretty fucking long. And yeah, you always hear like fucking like, oh, you know, it's a fucking David Cage movie game. It's a rental, lol. yeah, I'll say fucking, again, between just, you know, the length of it, the fucking, just, you know, the production value, like it's fucking, everything's just, yeah, kind of like top, you know, for fucking PlayStation anyway. It's fucking, so yeah, it's fucking beautiful. Again, it kind of have the thing where it's fucking like, if it was on PC, maybe, you know, not like the draw distance, but some shit looks kind of like blurry. It's like, I was on the PC, maybe like certain scenes would be like sharper and shit. You could like see further, but it's a fucking good looking game though, you know? So between like, you know, again, the production value there, the fucking, you know, just the amount of like branching paths and shit. Yeah. I paid like the full $60. I feel good about it. Like, I didn't feel fucking ripped off at all. Like, yeah, it was a fucking decent game. I know that's like subjective for everybody. And if you want to do the whole like fucking, oh, you know, value to me is how many hours the game's going to take to complete, and it's not like 1,000 hours. It's fucking, it shouldn't be $60. Yeah, that fucking bullshit. You know, then it's fucking like, oh, I only buy these long games where you just fucking end up grinding all the time and shit. But That's a whole other fucking retarded debate I'm not going to get into right now. So yeah, just to break down like the three story threads a little bit. I like the android cop story the best, I think. There's just something about that sort of character, like the emotionally cold, just fucking hard-boiled, go fuck yourself while I solve the fucking case detective, like that type of character I really dig. Yeah, again, he's a lot like fucking Deckard from fucking Blade Runner, a little bit Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks. I think that the gameplay too with him is just fucking just the solving like mystery, whatever. Well, not really mystery, but just fucking like the crime scene investigation type shit. I think that lends itself best to what Detroit's going for. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of fucking just, you know, checking out fucking crime scenes and investigating interrogating witnesses and, you know, using the fucking the skills or whatever, the observational fucking whatever superhuman computer abilities, you know what I mean? Just fucking, different like vision and like whatever, just fucking, just super cop type thing, just, you know, pick up on the fucking clues and shit everybody else misses. So, it's almost like a fucking, Sherlock Holmes scenario, which I like those games, like, you know, like the Sherlock Holmes games type, you know, I like those too. So, or like L.A. Noir. And, again, he also kind of did similar things in, like, Indigo Prophecy and Heavy Rain, too. A big part of Indigo Prophecy that I remember was, you know, the edgy playing is, it's like, all right, well, you're going to play, the criminal first, and then, you know, then you'll switch over to the cop chasing him, and you had to, as the criminal, you try to, like, hide your tracks, then you play the cop, and the cop fucking gathers any evidence he left behind. And yeah, I mean, they kind of like do the same, some of the same shit here a little bit. I like that. I mean, I don't even like get caught up in like trying to, I'm not going to try to like game the system or anything like that. Like, I'm not going to purposely ignore evidence or try to fuck it up when I'm the cop or, you know, the detective. I don't even know if like you can really, you know what I mean? It's just weird where it's, I like that the difference where, you know, he's switching between the two sides like that. It's like, I'm a cop and I'm a, you know, cop and criminal, and it's fucking, and then when it switches, like every time I'm always focused on like, what's going to be best for this fucking character that I'm playing is in the moment. You know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah, what would make for the most interesting story, like, type of deal. It's not like fucking like, I want to play to win, as, you know what I mean, as one character as opposed to the other type of deal. I just like that shit. But then the story with the rogue fucking maid android there and the little girl, that's pretty good too. I mean, that's kind of the emotional core of the game. I mean, the androids acting like the little girl's mother, and, you know, she's doing everything that she can to protect her. It's kind of like a road trip story too, where they end up in, you know, just weird fucking situations, odd fucking places, and, you know, they meet these fucking strange people, some that help them out, some that fucking lure them into fucking spooky mansions and to try to like kill them and shit. At that part of the game, the fucking spooky mansion, that shit felt a little bit out of place, but, I mean, it was still good. I mean, even if fucking, even with her story, like, the illusions of that they're going for, like, the, you know, the comparisons of them trying to get to Canada to become, like, free androids, it's like, yeah, it's a little bit on the nose, you know what I mean? A little bit, yeah, it's the Underground Railroad, yeah, I get it. I mean, they even meet up with some fucking a fat black bitch who says, it's like, one time my people had to take a similar journey to be free. And it's like, I got it. You know what I mean? I got it, like, fucking, you know what I mean? As soon as, we started the show, you don't have to fucking spell it out like that. But, speaking of, our people and being too obvious with the metaphors. So yeah, the third story there with the rebellion leader, I think that was probably the weakest of them, the weakest of the bunch. I just didn't really fucking like that guy. Whatever the fuck his name is, despite his story, they had Lance Henriksen in it. He was kind of the guy's father figure. That was pretty awesome. I mean, fucking, it was just, I like Lance Henriksen, but I don't know, just the guy there, you just seem kind of fucking, just like a lame fucking Jesus figure type, like no personality douchebag. Yeah, and again, we get into the territory where it's like, oh, he's bringing together an army, a rebellion of fucking slaves or a fucking, an army of fucking oppressed people. And again, they go on for the metaphors. It's like, who the fuck is that even supposed to be? You know what I mean? Like, who's that supposed to represent these fucking days? You know what I mean? Like, who's fucking oppressed? It's just like stupid. It's just, it's just kind of the same shit that was in Wolfenstein too. It was just, just kind of generic, just fucking I don't know, anybody who's not in power, I guess, just fucking rise up against, I don't know, fucking something or somebody or the system. It's just fucking just stupid. Just do it just because, it's just the rebellion of whoever versus nobody knows, I know it's just it's a sci-fi story, obviously. And, in the world of Detroit, it's fucking the androids there are fucking, they're slaves, I guess, but even then, it's just fucking, it's suspension of disbelief where it's fucking, yeah, they're slaves, but they're fucking androids. You know what I mean? It's like they're not fucking people. So, there's the whole fucking, again, just fucking over the top, androids rise up and demand equal rights as humans, even if it means we have to kill a bunch of them and shit. It's just fucking the world, you know what I mean? The world of the fucking game, it's just a stretch of just I just can't really fucking sympathize with that. I'm really fucking stretching. It's like, dude, you're fucking robots, you know? Again, the other two, it's like, oh, this is cool. You know what I mean? They do a good job. But the fucking revolutionary story is just fucking way over the top there. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're fucking robots. You know what I mean? You're still fucking Skynet, obviously. You're still the villain. You know what I mean? It's like, no matter how much you try to, again, they're just fucking rising up against, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, they're fucking the people who made them, I guess, but, again, they're fucking androids, but our people, white man come and enslave our people. It's just, that shit's kind of fucking ridiculous. Again, it's fucking David Cage. A little blunt with the fucking metaphors, but It's all, the game is also just kind of like a best of sci-fi cinema type of game. It kind of gets painted in broad strokes. So, all that considered, I mean, again, it's a good fucking game. I really did enjoy it. It's also one of those deals where after playing it, you think fucking, it's like, man, that was fucking great experience, you know what I mean? Like, if they just fucking really fine-tune it a little bit and maybe get rid of the fucking motion controls, because the motion controls always fucking suck shit. It's just if they worked on the systems a little bit, the controls a little bit more, and it's like, if they made the graphics just a little bit better and, it'd almost be photorealistic. And it's like, they really fucking went all in. Like, these types of games could fucking replace movies and TV shows. I'd rather fucking interact with my shit than fucking just, passively watch TV, that type of thing. Again, shit's been going on for fucking ever, but then you have to remember, that's kind of that's the dragon everyone's been chasing for fucking past 30, 40 years or however long, interactive fucking TV, movies and shit. And Detroit's fucking pretty good, but it also took fucking 5 years to make. And I'm going to guess it probably cost just as much, if not more, and took longer to make than a movie of similar quality. You know what I mean? As that would And yeah, again, as much as I liked it and fucking, it's like, oh, it's awesome too. If you want to play it again, you appreciate how many fucking, you appreciate how many fucking branching paths are in there. Like after every chapter, it's like, oh, look at all the shit that you could have done differently and all that. But, honestly, I'll probably never play it. I probably won't play it a second time. As much as I liked it, it's just fucking like, oh, I like what I did. I did what I wanted to do. And I don't want to, again, I hate, play it again and do like a different path or whatever. It's like, yeah, it kind of like ruins the experience a little bit. Like, you know, it's like, oh, like 75% will be the same, but it's just like, oh, look at these different paths. Or I don't know. I liked what I fucking played, and it's good enough for me. Yeah, you know, it's just, again, like the whole thing of fucking like, oh, this would be awesome just to get a bunch more of these, put out there. But it's just, you know, it's just like by the time anybody would make like any kind of like template to streamline the process of making these types of like narrative games easier to produce. And it's like, oh, I know we got the fucking baseline down, but then, you know, technology's already kind of has moved forward. And again, I was saying like the games always fucking age. They seem to age badly, you know? Like fucking, look at fucking like Telltale games, you know what I mean? You try to like crank them out like that, and you end up fucking, there's the other thing too. It's like, oh, this is an awesome experience. You know what I mean? But fucking playing a bunch of them is kind of, they're not all going to be good. You know, you'll get fucking sick of them. Yeah, fucking thumbs up for Detroit Become Human. Really good. It was much better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, if it's just like, yeah, if you're like slightly interested in these types of games, or you know, if you just like fucking like sci-fi stories in general, I'd definitely recommend checking it out. Again, I should probably write a review for it, but blah blah blah. If it's on vacation, brain's fried, turkey's a goblin. It's getting late or early. Yeah, so what else did I do though? So I got some time to kill here. Yeah, I played some Friday the 13th again. I actually started playing they have these new single player challenges that, again, they've been working on them, talking about them forever. They're not very fun. As a matter of fact, they kind of suck. You know, they're little like scenarios where the game is trying to, you know, they're trying to like recreate scenes from the movies, complete with, they get these goofy ass cutscenes where the character models just look horrible in them. yeah, I think the game looks fine when you're playing it. It looks pretty good when you're fucking playing like the multiplayer and shit. And it's the same fucking like character models and shit. But yeah, once they start doing like close-ups and have acting, you know, like the acting in the scene, like close-up acting and shit with those models is fucking, woof, you know what I mean? It's fucking not meant for that. So yeah, I mean, you watch, you know, they have like a setup cutscene for each challenge. It's literally like a fucking word for word, I don't know, really shot by shot, but pretty close, like a reenactment of like a scene from one of the movies. they're all Jason challenges too, where you're controlling Jason, and hey, you have to fucking kill everybody, you know. But yeah, the problem with it is they want you to kill the counselors in like very, very fucking specific ways, and they want you to like time everything just right. So you have to play it like super robotically, and it's fucking, even when you do good, it's just fucking like, hey, cool, you know what I mean? I get to watch these unique kills, I guess. Like that's the reward for fucking playing well, I guess. But you know, any kind of like fuck up though, if like I messed something up, like any like missed opportunity where it's like I wasn't in the right place at the right time for this kill, it's like, well, I fucked it up. You're probably gonna end up fucking failing it, and you have to start it all over again and try to do it again. And yeah, after like the third or the fourth time of doing the same exact shit again, just trying to robotically fucking map everything out and walk the right way, then shit, it's just again, just seeing the exact same fucking kills a couple times is not a couple times fucking up, especially. It's just not so fun anymore. It just gets fucking frustrating. So, yeah, I think they were like trying to make something like Hitman. You know what I mean? It was just like a stealth fucking murder simulator where it's like, you have these multiple options to kill, you know, different ways to kill these people and fucking set up like traps or, you know, whatever, you know, just fucking, but, yeah, it's no Hitman. Yeah. The AI is just so fucking bad and inconsistent. If you want to fucking, yeah, if you want to, take a look way back of my history with this game, back to when it was on fucking Kickstarter, and you know, this is a pretty big point of contention there in the early goings-ons. The fucking, you know, they're looking for funding and shit, and the developers are saying like, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. We're making a fucking, it's just multiplayer only, you know. So we're going for, don't really have a single player in mind. Who's focusing on making a multiplayer game. Yeah, you know, you get this big group of fucking faggots that were saying like fucking, it needs fucking single player. Like, you know, no single player in it. I'm not going to buy it. And yeah, I tried fucking explaining back then, just from knowing what they were doing, just fucking just, dude, the way the game's set up, you know, where they have the maps that are pretty big and open, and you know, a lot of the gameplay is just revolving around, like, you know, you're playing like head games with each other, and you know, just like stealth and fucking shit like that. And it's just like, man, it's going to be like nearly fucking impossible with the core of the game itself to make a good single player campaign. You know what I mean? So it's just like you have to have like the AI be really good, like fucking state of the art, like top notch. And just, again, it's like the guys making the game, they're struggling to just to get like the money and the funding and shit for what they need for fucking multiplayer. You guys are asking them to fucking like do like this ridiculous, like completely other thing that is fucking not meant to be. And, I was right. I mean, it's, you know, the AI sucks. The fucking single player sucks. Yeah, I mean, it's not even like a lack of trying. I mean, they obviously put the fucking time and the effort into it, and yeah. I mean, again, they did say it's fucking just not what the game is designed for, and yeah, that's what you got. You got fucking shit, as was expected by me anyway. Yeah, and the worst part is fucking all the scenarios that you can play, all like the challenges, they're all locked until you do well enough on. You had to do well enough on the previous one to like unlock the next one. So, you started up and do like the challenges thing. And at first, like you can only play one fucking level of the game. You know what I mean? There's only one challenge that you can play. There's fucking three objectives you can complete for each one. It's like, you got to get like a certain amount of points. And that's like a skull or whatever. They measure it by skulls. It's like, you hit this threshold of points, you get a skull. If you kill everybody, don't let anybody escape. That's, you know, that's another skull. And if you play it like completely stealthily, like you don't get seen or detected at all, that's the third skull. And doing that, like trying to play it stealthy and not have anybody see you, that shit's fucking retarded. Retardedly fucking hard just because of the shit AI that just fucking seems to like randomly notice you. Like you have no fucking idea. Like you'd be like right up behind him sometimes and it's fine. And other times it's fucking like just, I don't know, freak out and just start running for, you have no idea. It's like those three like criteria. Yep. You have to hit two of the three to unlock like the next stage. So it just becomes like, so you're stuck on a level. Well, guess what? Like all you can really do is just keep replaying it over and over again until you fucking just figure out. You gotta like decrypt the fucking bullshit that they want you to do to fucking be good at it or whatever. You know what I mean? Just fucking, you didn't do the right path, the right timing, and I don't know. It's fucking You could fucking go back, I guess, and play the previous ones that you've played and play them again, I guess, but that doesn't really help you, like, progress. It doesn't help you unlock other ones, and just everything about it just kind of sucks, you know what I mean? It just reminds me of that Lucius game, where it's like, oh, well, the only reason I'm really playing this is to see, like, the kills that are there, but the gameplay itself sucks. You could just fucking watch the fucking the kills on YouTube, I guess. You know, save yourself the fucking frustration and trying to figure out the bullshit, you know. Or you could always just watch a fucking Friday the 13th movie too. I mean, that's always probably a better option, I'd say. I wouldn't even say that's even disappointing. It's like, no, that's pretty much exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's just shitty fucking single player. Then I played some multiplayer just for old time's sake, and That's still fucking fun. I don't know. I mean, they added a bunch of new maps and characters from the last time I played. So, yeah, this is cool. This shit I'd never seen before. It hadn't been so long since I played. I mean, I did fucking suck horribly, but I mean, that was expected. And also expected, there are some people who just, they must have just not stopped playing. It must have just constantly fucking, since it came out, just always playing. But, yeah, I mean, they know fucking, like, every little fucking trick, the first game I play, it's like, I get to see fucking Jason get killed, finally, which I'd never seen for the fucking months that I played, hundreds of hours I played before, 100 hours or so I played when the first game out, you know, I never saw fucking Jason get killed, but it's like, first game back, and oh, there he goes, he's fucking, mask is off, fucking axe to the fucking head and shit, so, I was playing with somebody that was fucking on, went into my Twitch stream, and was fucking like, oh yeah, you want to play this? I was like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. So I was talking to him on there. I'm a streamer on fucking Twitch again, by the way. I'll have a little bit more on that later, but, I'm playing with this kid and, yeah, I'm like fucking like, yeah, again, fucking Jason gets killed. I'm like, oh nice, you know, we killed fucking Jason, you know what I mean? Again, they killed Jason. I had fucking really nothing to do with it. I mean, I died in like fucking 30 seconds. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. You know, he's fucking dead. I never saw that before. And the guy I'm playing with, it says like fucking like, yeah, whatever, man. This fucking happens all the time. Like no big deal. It happens like every other game or some shit. So, yeah, as usual, I'm fucking out of the loop. So I remember back in my day, again, when everybody was still trying to figure out if it was even possible to do it and how to do it. And, now it's pretty common, I guess, apparently. Another thing that hasn't changed, there's a bunch of fucking cheaters on there too. So, on PC, of course, go figure, fucking cheaters on a PC game. Yeah. So somebody fucking hacked the game files and they were playing as Jason X, which, isn't finished yet. I mean, he's not supposed to be out, but it's just fucking like, oh, here's the files and like whatever. You can just fucking pick it, I guess, and fucking play him. But yeah, he has no hitbox. You can't hit him. He's fucking invincible, but it's kind of cool to see it anyway, I guess, but not cool because you couldn't fucking kill him, if you know what I mean. Cool, but not cool, if you get me. So that was Friday the 13th. I also played it through Bloodstained, and I'm just fucking just gonna fucking plow right through this shit. I'm fading out here. So yeah, I played through Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon, which is it's that retro 8-bit style prequel to Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night. So yeah, it's not made by the same studio or anything like that that's making the real Bloodstained game. Yeah, they licensed it out to a studio called Inti Creates, and the guy that's doing the main game there, the Castlevania guy, Igarashi, yeah, he had nothing to do with this one, the 8-bit one, beyond like, he just like looked at it kind of, was like, oh yeah, fine, go ahead and make it, I guess. And yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's short. I mean, I beat it in like 2.5 hours or something like that. It's not, I don't think it was very difficult either. Which isn't, not necessarily a bad thing that it's not fucking like super hot or anything like that, but it's just the fact that I kind of like blew right through it, and you know, there was only like a couple little areas where fucking that were kind of bullshit. But yeah, for a game that's for a game that's emulating Castlevania, where you know it looks like Castlevania, it definitely fucking sounds like Castlevania. You know, the music in the game is fucking really good. You know, they even fucking completely rip off certain older fucking bosses and like stages completely from the Castlevania games. You know, they have like the fucking haunted paintings and shit that, you know, I just knew, like, as soon as you see it, it's like, oh yeah, I play this in fucking Rondo of Blood and shit. It's the same fucking thing, same fucking pattern, same attack pattern, all that shit. One of the characters, like, oh, it's Alucard or shit from fucking, you know, it's the same thing. That turns into a bat, like the character that you play. So, yeah, but for all that Castlevania copying, it just felt a little bit shallow. That didn't quite have that Castlevania spark. Whatever that intangible fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, God, it feels like fucking Castlevania. You know, there's no real whip either. You know what I mean? It's not fucking, well, I think one of the characters is a whip, but it doesn't have that same like heavy feeling. I don't know. So it's just, you know, it's just like fucking, it's just like, you know, they get the look down, they get the sound down for an 8-bit game, I guess. But I mean, that's about it. It just kind of seems like a quick project made from people who are, you know, it just seems like, you know, people who fucking like they're into like watching, like they like the aesthetic of like retro games. Like they watch like clips of it, and you know what I mean? That they watch people play the 8-bit games. They don't know how they're supposed to feel, if that makes sense. I don't know. It's not fucking awful. It just felt like there wasn't much substance there. You end up getting four characters that you can swap between. So again, it's like fucking Dracula's Curse, and yeah, they each have unique abilities. They each have their own health bars and shit. But it also fucking makes it like really frustrating when one of them dies, and like, you know, you get like the one hit kills, like you get knocked back, you get knocked back into a fucking like bottomless pit or some shit. Which happens, you know what I mean? That's definitely a Castlevania thing, but it's fucking like, oh, well, there goes that guy. And, you know, then you come to a spot where it's exponentially fucking harder without the one guy that you lost. So it's fucking like, oh, well, fuck this. Then I was going to fucking kill these other three people, just, you know, kill them too, and start over again, I guess. So yeah, Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon is fine. You know, it's okay. I mean, it's honestly pretty forgettable, but it's not bad. I mean, hopefully, Ritual of the Night is better and has some of the real Castlevania heart and soul in it. One thing that really pissed me off though is the fucking display options for the game. You pick fucking, it's like, all right, fucking start the game up. It's like, all right, video options, you go to full screen. And yeah, there's no way to, you have like this letterbox, like, on all around it. Like it's a fucking black box, like around it, you know, horizontal and vertical fucking black bars. No way to zoom in on it. You know what I mean? It's like, can I just fucking blow this up or what? There's no way to do it. Yeah, you know, I was checking like the Steam discussions and shit, and people were saying the same shit. Just fucking like, how the fuck did it just zoom in? there's no way to do it. Just fucking like, oh, here's the resolution. It is what it is. And just looking at a fucking tiny game for no reason, really. Could just fucking blow. I don't know. But I was streaming the game to Twitch. And you know, again, I have like the 21:9 ultra wide fucking. I just leave it like that. It's fucking what my monitor is. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Fucking some games are fucking black bars on the side, like on the sides and shit. But any game I play on Twitch, they letterbox it fucking horizontally anyway. And it's fucking like, oh, well, it's not a widescreen game. Then you know, you still have, you know, it's the same shit, but still like, sold box, you know what I mean? It's fucking like the same shit where it's fucking a black box all around it. on Twitch anyway, they don't fucking, I mean, I guess that is like the proper way to do it, but Mixer will fucking, I can watch it. If I do the shit on Mixer, it's fucking looks better, I guess. Like there's not fucking, I don't know if they zoom in or what, or they just fucking make the thing fucking wider. I don't know. But, so yeah, on Twitch, it's normally fucking letterboxed anyway. Then I'm playing this fucking game and it's like double letterboxed. It's like these giant fucking black bars all around it. So it's like, I'm watching that stream. It's like watching fucking Das Boot. You know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous. So I'm back on fucking, Twitch for the time being. Yeah, we'll see if they kick me off, today, I think, when Agony comes out, and I'm going to stream the, uncensored PC patch version of that, and we'll see where that goes. But, possibility it'll be a short fucking return there on Twitch, but, yeah, I'm still on fucking Mixer too. So what happens, I found this website called restream.io, and yeah, that lets you connect to that, right? And then you just connect, like, all right, I want to stream to Twitch, I want to stream to Mixer, and I was even doing fucking, like, YouTube earlier. It was all fucking fine, it all fucking worked. You just connect to that, and then restream.io, and there's broadcast it to, again, like, as many services as you want, potentially. I mean, it's fucking, yeah, why the fuck not? I mean, yes, yeah, so now I'm streaming to nobody and fucking, well, I was just doing Battletech for 8 hours. I was streaming to nobody in fucking three different places at once. I was doing fucking Twitch, Mixer, and fucking YouTube. Just fuck it. Why not? Just hit a button and go. Just do nothing extra. And yeah, it actually fucking works really fucking well. I don't think it even doesn't do anything on your end extra. It's just the same shit. I think they like take care of everything for you, as far as I can tell. It's just, you know, your signal goes to them, and they do the work of rebroadcasting it to wherever, you know what I mean? So it's not like you're fucking like, I gotta do like triple the fucking three fucking OBS. It's just like, nope, same shit, just one OBS fucking thing, just broadcasting to fucking Restream, the Restream service, and they're broadcasting it everywhere else. So I actually think my connection to their servers is even better than the fucking what I was doing for like Mixer and shit, or fucking Twitch. Cause, yeah, I mean, I stream for like a few hours at a time on Mixer, and I mean, it'd be fine. Like I never really had any problems there, but, I drop like a few frames here and there. Like, some shit would be better than others, I guess. I don't know, it's their end or my end or whatever, but I'd be like, I stream for fucking 3 hours and you drop like, whatever, it'd be like fucking 0.03, you know, 0.1% or some shit, drop frames, and it was no big fucking deal, you know what I mean? It was still fine, but, yeah, going through that fucking Restream shit, restream.io, it's been fucking, like, pretty much flawless. Like, it's fucking just like, guys, you gotta stream fucking Battletech three different places for fucking 8 hours straight, zero drop frames, like, it was fucking perfect, so no drops at all. So again, it's pretty cool. I mean, it works. Again, for right now, it's like, fuck it, why not? Why not do it? Again, it's just, past like month or so, I've just been like, I'll just fucking spread this shit like everywhere, like a virus, and see what sticks. So far, nothing, but, fuck it. So yeah, speaking of fucking, I'm done. I'm spent. I'm out. Again, I fucking played a shit ton more that I could talk about, but I think we'll just bank it for fucking next week when I'm in recovery again from a week of actually fucking working, and I'm all sorts of discombobulated, getting back into the fucking the shit, the normal fucking working life, and that life fucking sucks shit. And yeah, so does gruntfreepress.com. Still go there though. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And yeah, I'm Absolute Deicide. I think I'm literally everywhere now, I think, for your convenience. And my fucking, or your fucking annoyance, I guess. Anyway, that's it. Bye. Episode 150. In the books.
What was the CIA agent doing in the reservoir? Well, bobbing up and down, of course. He was dead.
My tank! My tank is-